מסכת בבא מציעה, פרק ב', משנה ד', משנה says, מצא בחנות הרי אלו שלו. If somebody found money in a store and there's no siman on money, he could keep it because the store is open to everybody. And if somebody lost an item there, he had yi'ush, he was miya'esh, which is the verb of yi'ush. He gave up hope of finding it because it has no siman, and many people are walking around over there. So in that person who lost its mind, he feels, you know what, since there's no siman on there, there's so many people who are walking around, somebody must have grabbed it and is going to keep it. But if you found money in between the chest or the case and the storekeeper, we assume that it fell from the storekeeper and therefore the storekeeper could keep it. In those days, the layout of the store was there was a chest with merchandise that was behind the shopkeeper. He would go in to get his merchandise from that chest and then present it in front of him, where there was a table and there were customers in front of that table. So therefore, and once he got paid, he would take the money and put it also into that chest. So here, where money was found between him and the case, it must have been his money because the other customers and people who were browsing in his shop wouldn't be there. Lifnei shulhani hare elu shelo. If somebody found coins in front of a money changer, in those days they'd have a shulhani, a money changer, who would change the denominations. Maybe somebody came with a $100 bill and he would give them 20s. He'd break it up for a smaller change or coins, of course. And he would sit with a table in front of him. And if money was found in front of that table, it's the person who found it could keep it. We make the assumption that they fell from somebody who came to exchange money. And similarly to the last case, the money has no coins, have no siman, and therefore the person who dropped it knows that there's other people walking around over here, and he gives up hope of finding his coins because there's no siman, and he assumes somebody took it. Ben hakiseh v'lashulhani, hare elu lashulhani. If the money was found in between the stool where the money changer would sit, his table, and the money changer, if it was found right in his vicinity, we assume that the coins are the money changers. He's right there, he sits over there, so they belong to him, and we assume that they fell from him and not from another customer. Halokeach perot mechavero. Somebody buys produce from his friend, and they buy from, and that friend buys produce from many different farms, and then he brings it all together and sells it. Oh, shishalach lo havero perot. Or if his friend sent him produce, he didn't buy it. Umatza behen ma'ot, and he found coins within his produce. Let's say he has a bundle of vegetables and there were coins within the bundle. Hare elu shelo. The receiver, the person who received the fruit, is allowed to keep it because there's no way of knowing the original farmer that the friend got the produce from, that we would think that the money fell in from that original farmer. There's no siman on the coin, and therefore the original farmer who lost his coins would have given up hope of getting them back, and therefore the person who found the coins is left to keep them. Im hayu sirurin notelu machriz. But if the coins were tied in a bundle, and the bundle is considered to be a siman, people could identify that bundle, we would assume that the owner did not give up hope, because he says, maybe people are going to find it, and they'll be machriz, they'll announce it, and then hopefully I'll find it. And so we say in that case, notelu machriz, the finder has to take it, and he has to announce his finds, and hopefully find the rightful owner of those coins.